Father God, we thank you for this day, and thank you for the gift of today. And we give you our praise, Lord, because you are a great giver, yeah. And everything that we have is a gift from you. Amen. And we say thank you for that privilege. And we pray today that you will just speak to us and bless our hearts with your words, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, so as you are aware, this is the fourth in the series of our Vision 2020. Wow. It's Ashley's fault. we've looked at the first three, and I must say it's been excellent, and we just want to thank God for what he's doing in our church. Because we know that we can, every time, every day, we know that there is something happening that is different. And each day has come as a different one to the other. Yeah. And we've blessed God for that. And today I'll be speaking on giving. One thing about giving, just thinking about it, what I noticed is that this our church, we don't talk about giving. As in, it does feel as if it's one of those topics that we're like, Because there is always a sense that when you hear the word giving, it feels like, oh, the pastor wants my money again. It's just that sense. And we as a church appears to have really, really shifted to the extreme of, we're just not going to talk about it. Because the more we talk about it, we feel... And meanwhile, there is another extreme that everything that happens on Sunday is about you need to give something, you know. But as elders, we came to that realization that, no, there is a need for everything in the Bible to be taught. Yes. You don't teach just part of it and say, because we're not comfortable with one, we don't talk about it. But we want to ensure that our church have a balanced doctrine, that you hear what God has to say. And that is the essence of bringing all this all together into one fold, and we will go through individually. And today, I will be speaking about giving. Now, one of the things, I had this in my note, and I've noticed that in our offering, Ashley really resisted that today. And I was just waiting, and he resisted it. We always come up with a disclaimer. Have you noticed that? That we always have a disclaimer. Pass the bag along. It's what we do as part of the, as member of the church, is our worship. If you're coming for the first time, you might not give, just pass the bag along. It's just like, you know, the way I tend to interpret that is always like, we're not sure, you might not like it, we're giving money in church, money and church doesn't go together, yeah, you probably don't like it, so just pass the bag along, you know. That is how I see it. We come up with a disclaimer, and I feel genuinely uncomfortable with it. A lot of people are within the elders, they know that I feel uncomfortable with it. Because that's the, you can't, when, because I don't tell people when we're worshiping and we say, don't raise your hand up, don't worship God that way, because it is only for church members. you know, we don't say that. So everyone, you can worship God the way you like. You can you won't tell people that when we're singing, you're not allowed to dance because it's only for some group of people. So everyone, I'm just saying that. So if you, that is my heart. Yeah. That when it's offering time, it is offering time. It is time to be excited because God has given me something, and out of what God has given me, I just have the privilege of giving back. Yeah. And to say, thank you, Lord, for that. And I don't think we should apologize for that. Yeah, good. I don't feel we need this, the disclaimer. Come on. I feel we need to let people know that we give because God has given to us. And that is my heart. That is how I see giving. It is not a punishment. It is not an impulse. It is not an emotional thing. It is a relationship. So today, having looked at that, again, I thought about it. Maybe people need to know what we do. Maybe people need to know why we give. Why do we? Do you know that everything that happens here is as a result of giving? Everything that you see. The music, the way it works, some people gave their time to make that happen. The building, the way it is some people's time. A lot of people are giving, and we tend to just assume giving to be money. It is not just that. Now, I will, different areas in the church, but I just want to try and talk about the children's ministry. You have people within this church, they're not paid, but they give close to 15 to 20 hours a week. Just doing something that is related to the church. It is giving. They're just excited. They're just happy to do that. And that's what they're doing. So it is not just about what you bring. It is everything. Everything about you. That is what God is talking about. You know, oftentimes our church, we talk about mission, everything on that level. Our giving is what drives mission. Our giving is what drives the support that we spread across the world. It is what you give that make the school across the road be very interested in us, because we're always doing something. Because some people are giving their time to families in that school, and they just see us as a place to be. They just see us as their friend. It is all because of giving. So it is not just one random word that we just, it's just synonymous with money, but it is just all that you have. And that is what God expects of us. And I just had some, I was trying to, I don't want to put this just on one level. And I've decided to just come up with certain points on what giving means to me. And maybe you can share from that. And first of all, the first one I said, giving is God's nature. And what one of the most popular Bible verses that we talk about is John 3:16. It said, "For God so loved the world that he gave." That he gave. And there is this say, and I've heard that, it makes a lot of sense, that you cannot love without giving. But you can give without loving. You can just, you know. But there is no way you will love someone and not give. It is just not possible. And that is God's nature. And it is in us. Because God has birthed that nature into us. That it is my nature that I love you all and I gave my child for you. And the same comes back to me. That when I love the kingdom of God, when I love the things of God, I give to the things of God. You know, my wife always joke about one of these things. Growing up, when he started dating, we living quite far apart. And, you know, for me, all I need to do is just buy a phone card. And it was almost like a clear point of duty. 5 a.m. in the morning, I'm walking like almost a mile walk to the phone booth. You stand there, make a call. And I can't remember what on earth we talk about. But it takes us almost like every morning, nonstop, she's ready. And I'm just going to phone her. And just, but it's just where my heart is, genuinely. That was where, because I just want to speak to her. I just want to speak to her. And you feel it's just, it is how God is. It is God's nature. So giving is God's nature because God gave us Christ. He gave us his only son. And that is God's expectation from us. And that is one thing I know about giving. And that is why I believe in it. Everything you have in your life is a gift from God. And I believe this as well, that you cannot outgive God. You see, no matter what you think you're giving, you cannot give more than God has given you. That's just the reality. It's a simple math. If you agree with me that everything you have, God is giving you. Have you given everything you have to someone? Or have you given everything you have to God? No. But you're giving a proportion of it. So you cannot outgive God. You cannot give more than God. And that is how it is. And we need to think about it that way. And the next one is, giving is a sign of trust in God. You know, I put a story, that's the story in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 7 to 14, is about the widow of Zarephath. And that, we've had a teaching on that a couple of months ago, but that just came back to me. And I was thinking about that woman. You know, Elijah came to her, and he was like, okay. Yeah, she's like, okay, we only have just one meal left for me and my child that we might have and probably die. And Elijah went, can you get me water? Okay, and while you are at it, can you make me some bread? When she's already told him that they've got nothing. But I'm wondering what the woman's reaction was. She'll probably go in and go, oh, man of God, selfish man of God. You know, but she did that. And we all say, thank God she did that. Because something changed in her life. As in, there was a difference. Because after a famine of over 3 years, our household is left with nothing. But she decided to trust the word that came out of the man of God's mouth, who says, just make mine first. And she did. And their life did not remain the same, because it was recorded in the Bible that the next morning, I wonder whether she woke up that morning going, well, this man is at all our food now. Let's check out what's going on. But she got to the pantry and it's filled up. There is enough flour. There is enough oil. And you think about that. How many of us would ever put ourselves in that sort of a situation? You know what? You cannot outgive God. And God never holds any man. When you give to God, he comes true for you. And it's just beyond giving money. I'm talking about giving all that God is giving you, giving or giving your time, giving your talent. Yeah. And just be ready to be used by God. And he will come through for you. You know, there is one illustration. I told my wife I might share this, but she's not in church, so I can. You see, every time we go out, like you just go for a meal, one thing tends to happen. After everybody has ordered their food, she's going to sample the kids. Like two chips here. And what always happens is they just go, why? But you've ordered yours. And her response is always, I am mommy. I am mommy. I paid for it. I can decide that we're not having it. So I just need a piece of it. And I was just thinking about that. That's how we are with God. You know, God paid for it. God's giving us all of it. But we're going, no, you cannot have one of it. No, you cannot. I cannot give you out of it. And that's really how we are. It's just a general thing with children. They just hold back and go, no. Even though you gave it to them. You can go to the creche and give one of them a biscuit and say, can I have it back? Or can I have part of it? The response is always going to be no. And that's exactly how we are with God. Because if you don't trust God enough to give him back what he's given you, do you think he would put more in your hand? I think we should be able to trust him with what we have. Trust him whenever he says, give. Just be willing to give. Because he owns it. And he will replenish. He will never owe you. God never owes us. Giving makes me more like Jesus. You know, the most generous person to ever live is Jesus. Every time you give, you become more like Christ. He gave his time for people, even when he was very tired. You know, the story of the Samaritan woman, he was just by the well, tired. But he still had time for her. He still had time for her. I don't know how many of us within here always go, I really haven't got much time. Now, I'm going to do something now. You're allowed to use your phone, go to YouVersion. Now, this was one reading plan that Tracy shared with us, and it's called Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. Don't worry, it's my Nigerian accent. That's the way I say it. It makes sense to me. But you can come on. It's Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. Every time you go through that, and I just went through, and I was like, yeah, this is true. Because there is no way that we can be in a hurry and be ready and show love. You cannot be in a hurry and be able to give. So if you don't love as a result of being in a hurry, then you cannot give. And I love that so much. I've read it, gone back through the plan again, because it spoke to me in a massive way. Now, the first part of it is my life on Sunday morning with my family. It is always a very, very interesting one. Everybody, okay, I need to be in church at this time. And we all start running, panicking, and I'm getting really, really angry with everyone. Like, seriously angry with everyone. Like, no, you should do this, you should do that. And I read that. I wonder if any one of them loves me on Sunday morning. Because there is no way that I've shown them any love with my way of going, get out, everybody. Where is your trouser? Oh, everyone in the car, I'm waiting for you. Or if you don't get, we're late. And that's how I can be sometimes on Sunday morning. And I've read that plan like two or three times now in the last 2 weeks. Just so I can tell myself that you need to calm down. You need to calm down. Get them on board. Let them be part of your journey. And let's all go together. And if I'm in a hurry, I don't show love. And when you don't love, you can't give. And I just want to be more like Jesus. I want to be more like him. I want to give like him. And it always comes from the place of love. Giving is a command. You know, God commanded us to give. I put this Bible verse, verse 17, 1 Timothy said, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. You know, I like that. Take hold of the life that is truly life. We have a life now that we talk about. It is mundane. But God wants us, by our giving, to take hold of a genuine life, an eternal life. You know, we're in a place where we have abundance. No matter how you look at it, there is abundance in this country. Either you like conservative or you like Labour or whichever one. Either you want free broadband or you don't want free broadband, whichever one. Do you know that that is not even a conversation that happens in some countries at all? Broadband is even too low in the priority of things. But we're in a place now that we can even talk about that. And God is challenging us that whatever we think we have, it is mundane. It is for a limited time. But give that you might take hold of something that is eternal. I love the way God puts that. I love the way Paul puts that. And you might look at yourself and say, I don't have anything to give. You know what? You have more than you can think of. And that is the word of God for us. That he just wants us as a way of life, that it becomes part of us. My last point on this is giving is a sacrifice. So I've said all that I've said. It is still a sacrifice. You see, there is no way it should be factual and realistic with ourselves. It is never easy to give. There is always an excuse. There is always a reason why we can't, we don't, we won't give. So it is a sacrifice that we need to push through that barrier and say, I'm going beyond this barrier and give something. You know, there is a story in 1 Samuel. I'm not going to talk, but there is a story in 2 Samuel chapter 24. Tell us about David. Had some issues. There was an angel striking down the people. And then in David's repentance, he was going to build an altar to God. So there was a man called Arauna. He came up and he said, oh, king, don't worry. All the things that you need for the sacrifice, for the altar, I will provide it. You know what David's response was? 2 Samuel 24:24. David's response was, oh, thank you for that, but I will pay you back everything because I will not give to God what cost me nothing. And that is... That has to be a perspective. That has to be a clear understanding of what giving is all about. Yeah. That if it doesn't cost me anything, then it's not giving. Yeah. There has to be something in me that is saying, this is tough, but I will still do it. This is difficult, but I will still do it. This is hard, but I will still do it because God said so. And it is my belief. It is where I put my heart. It is what I want to do. Growing up, there is this church in the town where I grew up. It's called Winners Chapel. It's quite a very popular church within Nigerian or West Africa. Well, now, in that town, when the church was built, it's a 50,000 capacity auditorium. And when the building was being done, that's just in this town I grew up. And when that, you know, we all were in awe of what happened in that place. It was a church. It was awe through giving. It was all through people. Now, it was another level of giving as far as I'm concerned, because people committed their time, committed their money. They go in there and work for free. You know, I have friends that we work together in a bank. Now, working in bank in Nigeria can be quite interesting. You close very late, and they still, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. in the evening, they will still go into that place, do some things, whatever it is, for an hour or two, then go back home. Now, the traffic means that you need to leave your house like 5 a.m. in the morning most times in the streets of Lagos. If you don't leave your house 5 a.m. to get to the island, you are not likely going to be out to work for 8 o'clock. So those people would have done that. They would, and I'm just thinking about it again, that is another level. Yeah. And hey, they all have reasons why they did that. They all have their own reasons. They all have their own challenge. They all have why they've chosen to do that. But one thing I know is that God, when you give, it is a sacrifice. It costs you something. If it's not costing you something, then think about it. Reappraise it. Look at it again. I've had many, many instances where one thing my wife that we always tell each other is when we are in a very, very difficult situation, as in things are not really going the way we expect it to, we always call it give your way through. That you just need, at your most difficult time, you can give your way through that situation. Give whatever. Give your time. If I'm struggling with something, if I'm struggling with time, then maybe God wants me to give my time in a different way. If I'm struggling financially, maybe God wants me to give out of that situation. God has been so good to me as a person. And I cannot see myself living without giving, because it has become part of my life. It has become part of what I see as my nature, what becomes me, because it is God's nature, it is in God's plan, and that is how I see that I have to live. If I don't live according to that, then I'm moving away from what God has already outlined for me. You know, the story on the board about the woman in Mark chapter 12, one thing you will notice in that place is that Jesus did not say anything against the rich people. He did not condemn them, because they were giving. Everyone was giving. You see, there is one thing is this, that whatever you give, you're still appreciated by God. Just for taking that step. Because all he just said is, but look at that woman. She's giving this much out of maybe barely nothing. So don't think you have nothing. You have something. It cost her, but she still gave. And as I try to round off, I just want to challenge us and say, you know, we're not supposed to give out of emotion or impulse. It has to become a relationship thing. It has to become a way of life. I sing in the car. I shared this the last time. I can't just be really, really bad when I'm in my car singing. And, you know, you've always get the evil eye of people looking at you like, oh, that guy is weird. Because you're just in the car and you've lost it. I don't know if it's happened to you before. You've just lost it. You're just singing. And thank goodness my car is not an open roof one. So you're like, but you've lost it and you're just there. Just, it is a relationship thing. You're just like, God, I'm happy. This song is taking me to this place. And that is how giving should be. That it is a relationship. It is our heart. Because, you know, Jesus said something that where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. So if heaven is where your treasure is, that is where our heart should be. And let us put that as a relationship and not an obligation and not an impulse. That is really, really important to me, that our giving should never be done out of impulse. Should never be done out of emotion, out of, oh, they need this, we will. No. It has to be part of my life. It has to be. One thing I've missed, had the privilege of going on prayer walk once with John Crump. And you see, you might not, as a church, last Sunday, elders, we shared what we, part of our vision, and we talk about the hour that we commit some hours to doing certain things within this community. And that was one of those things that kept coming back to my mind. Do you know that on prayer walk, two giving happens at the same time? We go out, you're praying for the whole of this community. Yeah. And then we were doing litter picking. And I thought about that, and I was really, really blessed those few hours I spent with John that we went out on prayer walk and litter picking. A few of the things that were happening is you see things that you want to pray for. And you walking, you picking litter, you picking a needle. And what that tells me is that, God, I just pray that you deliver whoever has used this needle from whatever they are in. Is it an addiction? Lord, deliver them from it. Whatever I see becomes a prayer. Whatever I pick becomes a prayer. And it is just the most rewarding, satisfying thing that you can do. What will you give? What will you give? What do you have to give? You saying, oh, you've got treasures. You've got money. Maybe. Time. Talent. What would you give? Maybe it's time for you to start appraising that within your heart now. And start thinking about it. Where am I with you when it comes to giving? What am I giving you? What have I given in the past? Is it costing me anything? Do I give out of compulsion? Do I give out of emotion? Or I'm giving because of my relationship with you? What will you give? And just start thinking about that. You might want to commit to writing some things down. You might want to commit to saying certain things to God. But the question I have for you is, what would you give? Come on. Amen.